But a week from this Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., the 19th of October, the Farmington Valley Acoustic Festival, the ninth annual, it's at Winding Trails in Farmington. And Scott Brown, who's the executive director of Winding Trails, and Bill Clark, who runs the show over at the Acoustic Music Festival, joining us in studio. First of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good morning. Great. Thanks for having us.
Hey, can we just start off, Scott, Winding Trails. Just tell people, maybe not, because we were just talking the other day about Connecticut's got some of the most extensive like hiking and trails in the country, and people don't really realize it, right? So just give us a snippet of Winding Trails for people who might not be familiar.
Yeah, so Winding Trails is a very unique piece of property. It is a independent nonprofit that started back in the 40s. It started as a summer day camp for kids on property that was originally owned by Avon Old Farm School. So it's 350 acres, 12 and a half miles of hiking trails, 80-acre lake, and we run a huge summer camp for 600 kids a day. We have family memberships. We also do cross-country skiing in the wintertime. We do school groups with environmental programming. We have group outings and, of course, special events. And we do a number of fundraisers, of which the Acoustic Fest is one of them, to raise money for our Trails Fund, which sends underprivileged kids to camp, environmental initiatives, and general support for the organization.
It's a nice chunk of land. It's beautiful yeah. space, too. And so then, you know, 9 years ago, I mean, tell the Acoustic Fest, by the way, it's 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., got the beer garden. It's super fun. Is it, before I get to the history part of it, is it like bring a blanket and a picnic kind of deal, or like what is it like?
You definitely can do that. So basically, we started it 9 years ago, but before that, we had an acoustic music series where we had people once a month come out and an acoustic performer, and then a brewery would come out and do a tasting. Fast forward now 9 years, we have over 20 breweries. We still have a great local stage, and I can get into that. And then we also have a national stage with national acts. So you can sample all the breweries while supplies last. We also have some wine there, right? And if you don't like that, you can bring a picnic basket. You can bring your own wine. You can bring your own food. So it's really kind of unique. You know, like the Winding Trails is a unique venue. This is a unique event. It's not many places where you can go and see music and bring your own picnic.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then get both the national acts and the local acts, and we really have some great local talent in the Farmington Valley too.
Well, and it's kind of family friendly too, right? I mean,
definitely.
I kind of like how it's like it's late morning to like dinner time. It's not like some massive, you know, 16-hour affair where you're going to end up exhausted on the tail end of it. Like you can go have a meal, have a couple drinks, and then hang out, and then go home. I mean, it's just I like the stretch of time. You know, it doesn't seem overwhelming from like a festival standpoint. You know, rain or shine, how does that work though? If it's not shining,
well, it's a challenge. We have coverage for the bands, and you're certainly welcome to bring your pop ups and umbrellas. And we've been fortunate in our 9 years. I think only year one we had a complete washout.
And you came back for year two, which is a good thing.
Year one was bad.
Why'd you decide to do it a second time?
Well, we had a lot of beer that year left over, and everybody had a really good time. So we just kept doing it. I think it's, you know, all the musicians, and I have a great time doing it. I have a great time hanging out with these guys and supporting local music and, you know, live music in general. And this is, I think, is such a unique event, such a unique space.
Yeah.
And you're right, it should be showcased. Connecticut really does have a really good scene, and this is a great venue to show it off. It's right on Dunning Lake. We just built a new stage.
And you have two stages, right? There are two going. And you said it's like a local stage and then the national stage. Can we talk a little bit about pricing? I don't even know how much it costs.
Sure, So tickets are $40 in advance, 45 day of. And you can go right to the Winding Trails website to pick it up. It's also on Eventbrite. If you just search the Farmington Valley Acoustic Festival, you'll find, you know.
And what'd you have for numbers last year? Like it was like, is it a couple hundred? Is it 1,000?
It's 500
people?
Last year. Yeah. The forecast didn't help us because they called for rain all day. It only rained till about 11 o'clock in the morning. Once we started, it was great. But we usually get
It's amazing. I talked to the Tim Restall, the Yard Goats. We used to Brewfest there. And if the forecast isn't great, people will not, they'll respond to that forecast.
And it's the week before when they start saying it's not going to, you know, be good. But
I'm going to say year, the 19th is going to be beautiful.
It's going to be beautiful.
What a classic fall day it's going to be, even if Bob doesn't say so. What sort of beer vendors? You got to have some. We have great local beer in Connecticut.
Oh my God.
What do you got?
I'm a beer guy. Well, if you're a beer guy, this is a place for you. You know, we have Counterweight Brewery, you know, CT Valley, Dockside, Fox Farm, Hot
Fox
Metal
Farms
Brewery.
Is the best.
Fox Farm has donated the last 5 years. They are a really popular one. So it's
the best beer in America, in my opinion, to be honest with you. So.
Well, get there early if you want the Fox Farm. Brassworks, we have a variety of people that come out. Brassworks is coming out and pouring. Dockside is coming out and pouring. Alvarium has been very generous to us. They donate every year. Armada, Tribus, and City Steam, Naughty Nurse is still coming around, and she comes out.
and all proceeds go to Winding Trails?
Yeah, they go to the Trails Fund. So the Trails Fund is a fund that was created to support underprivileged kids going to camp. So we send, you know, about 100 kids a year to camp for free. And then we also do environmental initiatives and upkeep of the property. And things like that.
Real quick, you know, we're talking with Scott Brown, his voice you just heard. He's the executive director of Winding Trails, and Bill Clark, who basically puts together the Acoustic Music Festival every year. In terms of music, I mean, are there any names that people might know? I know there's tons of locals that have their loyal followings, of course, will show up.
There's some great acts. So Driftwood tours nationally, but believe it or not, they've been trying to break into New England for a while. So they are just, I think, they're on the verge of becoming something really special. And we want to really help them break into Connecticut.
What kind of music?
They're Americana. Yeah. They're like folk rock, full band. My wife and I saw them in Manhattan earlier in the year. And just fun, dance, you know, like a danceable kind of Americana band. Breaking Strings is going to open the show. They call themselves Maine's Best Bluegrass Band, and I think they probably are right. You know, they're really good. The guy has a voice like Chris Stapleton, you know, just really, they're going to be something really special. They are coming on at 11:30, so you want to get there early to see them. Something unique, Mary Black and Corey Pesitaro. Mary Black's a champion fiddle player, Cape Breton style. Nice. Corey is a world champion accordion player. He's played with David.
Gets some polkas
Letterman.
Going.
It's not just polkas. That's what I thought. And the first time I saw them play together, I was just amazed at the stuff. And this guy's played at the White House. He's been on Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel.
Cool.
Just really unique, really cool. And the last one on the main stage is Grain Thief, progressive kind of jam band, Celtic bluegrass type of influence. Really, you know, really cool time.
Just to briefly review for people, it's the Farmington Valley Acoustic Festival. It's a week from this Saturday. It's 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. $40 gets you in. And then for 10 and under is free, $10 for 10 to 15 year olds. And it's just, and I hope the weather's great because it's, and like I got two teenagers. So Saturday's tough because of sports and stuff. But like my wife would love this because she loves that kind of music. And there's nothing like live music. So, you know, Scott, I hope it was worth coming in. It's great to meet you both. I mean, if you ever have anything going on at Winding Trails you want to talk about, you just let me know. We do a lot of stuff with Camp Current, and what you guys do is wonderful. The property's awesome. So whatever you need, just let us know.
Great. Well, thank you, Brian. I do just want to mention this wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. We have Lodestar Energy is our title sponsor, and Thomason Savings Bank and McLean.
We love Thomason Savings Bank.
And McLean Care is actually, they're sponsoring our stages. But it's a very family-friendly event. We've got a huge new playscape we put up at the beach, so bring the kids out.
Awesome.
Three different food vendor trucks, craft, and a whole vendor village with different local crafted stuff. So it's going to be great.
So 9 years in the making. It's awesome. Good stuff. Congratulations, Bill. It's a really good event. And Scott, thanks for coming in.